I'm on a roll today. Well, I don't know if you know this, but the Symphony editorials, for the most part, I read those through the first time. Like I just sit down and sometimes inside baseball, well, I mean, a recorder guy. I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, either of you who's watching on YouTube, you probably subscribe to the channel because of the Book of Enoch reading. I don't know. Look, podcast guys, one of the number one sources of subscribers that I have on YouTube is from my Book of Enoch reading. It's very easy to find on my YouTube channel. I think you got to scroll down, or you can go to jesse.church. I think you can find it. But I read the whole Book of Enoch, and I several years ago I stumbled across the Book of Enoch and I liked it, but I the guy had pretty good inflection, but it wasn't quite how I would have done it, and I just did it myself. And apparently people like my reading of the Book of Enoch. So I had actually started to read the Book of Enoch years ago, I think 2014, and I just didn't have the proper microphone equipment. I needed a condenser mic to make it sound good. So that didn't work. Well, eventually I finally got enough money to get a condenser mic about 2015, but everything was noisy. So I finally had a little bit of time, and I closed the door and got everything quiet, and I sat and I read through the Book of Enoch, and it was tough, and I did it. And ever since then, subscriber count on YouTube it's been a slow snowball. It snowballed, but it was a slow snowball. All right. Well, I know that's well. This is the podcast weekly where I talk about my random life and the different little types of projects that I'm doing. I'm Jesse, the guy who wears many hats, and hopefully all the random multi-skilled set of sets that I have could be useful for whatever you're doing in your life. I hope that it's beneficial. It's the Inside Baseball podcast. The Taiwan special is more focused on some issue of some sort. I tend to wander towards politics, but I'm trying to stay away from that, which I think I'm going to talk about a little bit when it comes to the Taiwan special here coming up. But it's just interesting, people are asking, what's the source of customers? Where do we get our customers from? So anyhow, that's I read. I write stuff and then I read it. And I don't promote myself as a voice actor. I probably could have a career as a voice actor, but I just don't promote myself that way. So I don't know, maybe I should. I know some writers. I could probably I might have fun doing that. I did be kind of curious to see if anyone wants a voice actor for something. Hold on, I need to take a. I'm having a Rubio moment, and I need a drink while I'm in the middle of my speech. So hold on. Oh, pardon my French. Speaking of French, I went to Vietnam this past week, and it was great. I tell you, there'll be a video coming out sometime. But I was there ordering the croissant. I think it was called a savory croissant. And I said, oh, I need to have that savory croissant. And because it was tomato, basil, and mozz on a croissant. It was fresh mozzarella. It was like, wow, they actually have this somewhere in Asia? Like, they know to do that? And this guy from behind me, oh, you are the French. And I turned around and I said, no, I know how to say croissant, though. And so we talked about Tom Holland and Quaxon, and you can go search that up. Spider-Man said croissant and his fans went nuts. Say, hey, Tom, say Quaxon, So that was really funny. And I even made a little video about it. I mean, of all the times that I'm in Vietnam, which, the opium war thing, like way back 1800s, China, Portugal got Macau. Well, around that time, the French were going after Vietnam. And the Vietnamese were all still fighting with sticks and arrows. And so they didn't really stand much against French, the French. So France pretty much took everything over, taught them to use guns. But other than that French occupation, China for 2,000 years has been trying to take over Vietnam. And as I understand, the whole reason that the communists had the revolution in Vietnam was to fight China. And it wasn't about joining the communists. And Johnson and the whole Vietnam War thing was, I mean, it was all a mistake. A terrible mistake. They had sent a letter to Harry Truman telling him they wanted to be friends, and he never read the letter. So it's like, you know, when someone knocks on your door, listen to them, even if they're communist. So that's an important lesson from history, I suppose. That's the thing. It's like we knew that the Viet Cong was not our enemy. We would have known anyway had we simply listened. This week, something really spectacular came out. And oh, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, either of you, the picture behind me is a bunch of Asian noodles like that. Those are noodles strung up at the noodle shop, and they make the noodles and they hang them out to dry. They just hang them, the noodle hangers, and they hang them, they dry them, and then they ship them kind of like spaghetti, but folded over. And then, because you want your Asian noodles to be hyper long. Long noodles is, I don't know, good, I suppose. So, where was I? Okay, last 2 weeks, I've told you about a project I've been working on. I could release it now, but I want to add a few more tweaks. I want to get the back end more solid. I'm creating an advertising platform. And I'm connecting it to PacificDailyTimes.com. I want you to listen. This is a big, big deal. I will probably start it out at 50 cents for 2 weeks to run a classified ad. And these would be global classifieds. So they would not be location specific. Like if you're like a local plumber looking to start some business, this is not the place. You go to the local paper for local stuff. But I was thinking about advertisements and how to do stuff. It's like, you know, we need global classified ads, don't we? There's just too many ads with all this pretty eye candy annoyance nuisance stuff. And I said, you know, we need classified. So I'm going to have a basic classifieds directory where people can go and search and look things up by category and by tags. And then I'm also looking at website integration so that these classified ads would be able to integrate with other websites as simple text, not these websites logging into someone else's website, loading pictures, but that they would simply be text, which would be much lighter on the system and much less nuisance for eye candy, maybe even style them with some CSS, which I'm sorry, I don't want to use too much code monkey jargon, but you know, classified ads have a font and a size and the letters look a certain way, right? Well, all websites tend to have a different look and feel. Well, someone could take my classified ads, you know, it's simple text, and they could change the font and the color to match the font and colors on their sites and run simple text ads that wouldn't be so distracting and wouldn't take so much time to load. So I'm looking at possibly doing ad service later on down the road, but it would start as an index. I wouldn't be doing cross website integration stuff, but I've got a lot of the groundwork laid in for the first phase and I'm excited about it. So please tell your friends, what I'm going to do is it will mainly be 50 cents for 1 week, but at open, I think until the first 1,000 ads, I might do 50 cents for 2 weeks and you can buy multiple weeks at a time. I've thought about it. At this point, I don't ever plan to do subscription ads. I might, but subscriptions could be annoying. Usually, you know how long you want your ad to run. It's like, I don't know. I might give people an account. Like you could do a subscription with an account, but I don't like subscription money taking money out of people's bank accounts. You can add cash into a subscription that way, I suppose, but Facebook doesn't do subscriptions. You know, you add money to your account for Facebook ads and then it takes it out, which I think is one of the things, dare I say this, that Facebook is doing right. Oh my goodness. I can't believe I said that. Anyhow, the ads are coming. It would start, it would tier up. And then eventually I think when we get like 100,000 ads, something like that, it would be 75 cents and then $1 a week is where it would go. But by that point, there'd be a lot of people, a lot of eyes looking at stuff. It'd be very, very efficient. That's my theory. Think about it. Talk about it. See you next week. Taiwan special tomorrow.